Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Hey, Stephen Thorhill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth, Earth, Earth,
Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Jordan. Welcome to the Men's Room. Hello, Jordan.
Hello. Did I drop out?
You dropped out there. All right, Jordan, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes, sir.
All right. Today, your choices are Bite Me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? Animalize This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem. And finally, today, License to Spill, where you guess the substance responsible for causing the problem.
Bite Me.
It's not the first time I've heard that today. All right. A Virginia woman, she said that she had a night to remember when she went to eat at a Mexican restaurant and ended up eye to eye with a critter. Carletta Andrews, she visited the Patron Mexican restaurant and cantina with her husband to enjoy a nice night out. Well, at the end of her meal, she found a creature in her margarita. Quote, I leaned in to take a sip and I noticed something hit me in the forehead. And I asked my husband, what was that? And when I turned around, I saw the thing in my margarita. Another restaurant goer eventually grabbed the animal and took it outside. So what was the animal that she found in her margarita? Was it a toad? Was it a spider? Was it a snake?
Where was it?
Virginia. This was in Virginia at a Mexican restaurant.
Did it say, like, what part of Virginia?
No, but if I remember, I think it's, like, Northern Virginia.
Ugh. Hey, Jordan, I'm going toad, man. I'm just telling you right now. Jumped up, smacked her in the head. I want it to be a toad so bad.
That's the fact that it hit her in the forehead.
Yeah, the whole deal. It just seems like comedy.
She went to take a sip of a margarita and hit her in the forehead.
It's mm-hmm. jumped out and smacked her in the head.
I'm going to say toad, too, because that's really funny.
Toad, okay.
Well, she's got a straw,
mm-hmm.
so I'm going to say snake.
Snake?
Okay.
Because of a straw?
All right. No, well, like, there could be, like, a snake in there, and, like, you go to sip on the straw, and then it's like, oh, God, it's a snake.
Damn. What jumped out of that margarita? Smacked her in the forehead. Was it a toad, a spider, a snake, or a roach? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Categories by me on Profile List. We got a woman in Virginia. She's eating in a Mexican restaurant. What do you do when you go to a Mexican restaurant? You get a margarita. That is where you get a margarita. Drinking a margarita and something jumps out of the margarita, hits her right in the forehead. Question is, was it a toad, a spider, a snake, or a roach?
And Jordan, that's the very question that we posed to you. You agree with Miles Montgomery. The both of you went toad. D. Ted Smith, you went snake.
Yeah.
Let us start with D. Ted Smith. You are correct.
Oh, nice. Teddy.
Yep, sorry, Jordan. Not a toad. So, apparently, Ted, it was not, she did not confuse her straw for a snake or a snake for a straw. The snake fell out of the ceiling, bounced off of her head as she was about to take a sip of her margarita, jerked her head back.
Oh, I thought it leaped out of the margarita.
No, it fell out of the ceiling, but it landed in her margarita. So by the time she actually saw it, it was getting itself
a
drink.
I would have still changed my answer, but I probably would have changed it to roach.
Oh, falling out of the ceiling?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I left that detail.
Okay.
Yeah. But I still think that's part of my fear of snakes. As a kid, one fell out of a tree in front of me.
That'll do it.
Behind the handball court.
Told you, one of the greatest bike tricks I've ever seen. We're like 10, 11 years old, riding through the woods, both of our one-speed bikes, and they're trying to pull wheelies and all that crap at the time. And my buddy's riding in front of me. Have you ever tried to pedal the bike standing up?
Oh, yeah.
Take your hands off the bar.
Oh, no.
So take your hands off the bar, pedal your bike standing up. Just keep in mind, I'm watching him, and he suddenly does this. Then his bike does a complete 360. He's still standing up and lands it. Then it just breaks and skids. And I'm like, that was crazy. A snake fell out of a tree into his lap. That was his reaction. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Now, for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, your choices today. You got the Jimmys.
What?
Wrong one.
Kimmel and Fallon.
Seth Meyers. Stephen Colbert, Tomlinson,
Taylor,
or Ted Smith?
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It is right there. The title is guys have teams or towns and writers something come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
Amazon launched a store where you could buy items from their hundreds of shows. Amazon has merch from hit shows like Reacher and, they got stuff from Reacher.
Fallon.
Yeah, I guess.
That's Fallon.
Amazon just launched a new site dedicated to selling merchandise from hundreds of their shows. Amazon was like, we have merch from all of our hit shows like Reacher and we got stuff from Reacher.
Yeah, I was thinking like, what could they sell from The Boys? A vial of that.
Blindfolds in case your kids are in the room.
Yeah. Katy Perry has come out and said that she felt attacked and bullied by people's comments over her quick space travel. I feel like this is a good time to remind Katy that she once had a halftime show where the dancing shark was the highlight.
That would be the Ted Smith, if you remember that.
Like, that's what you're embarrassed about? Kiss the girl.
I mean, I'd be like, look, I went in space, bitch. Feel how you want to feel, doesn't matter. The shark, like, hey, let's not bring that up, man.
Yeah, and I think, I would do it if somebody said, hey, we're going to throw you in Bezos' thing. Like, cool. I think it was just a little melodramatic to be like, oh, this is what we've done and this and that.
So, no, there's she real astronauts. Was annoying. Yeah. She was annoying. For sure.
Chipotle unveiled a new digital gaming experience called Ingredient Quest. That's funny. Ingredient Quest is what I call it when I eat a Subway sandwich. Nope. Still just bread.
Colbert. Seth.
That is Seth Meyers.
Chipotle unveiled a new digital gaming experience called Ingredient Quest. Oh, that's funny. Ingredient Quest is what I call it when I eat a Subway sandwich. No, still just bread.
Nepal is now requiring all climbers to have experience before trying to scale Mount Everest. Apparently, people were just showing up in boots at a cliff bar.
Fallon?
Fallon.
You guys see this? Nepal is now requiring all climbers to have experience before trying to scale Mount Everest. Apparently, people were just showing up with boots and a cliff bar like, I'm ready, let's do it. I'm going to do it. Go up to the top.
Miles, you know more about mountaineering and
not
stuff.
Like that.
No, but I mean, you almost summoned it mountaineer. But wasn't that like a big issue is that people would just get flown to like, helicopter, just start at a base camp they didn't hike to, and right. Then like they weren't like physically prepared.
Not getting acclimatized and all that.
Right, exactly. I think, first of all, I think it's important that you do that trek if it's possible, but it's also earlier in the year. I'm assuming it's clear, but it wouldn't surprise me. But there are people who just get on a treadmill. That's different than carrying weight and actually going up. And a lot of people who do train, they take like jugs of water. Yeah. They'll go to the top of mailbox or whatever. They'll do the cable line at Tiger, and then they'll get to the top and they'll pour all the water out. Well, you need that weight because you're still coming down that.
Right.
You know what I mean? You can't just get to the top of the Everest and go, "Evan, here's my bag. I'm throwing it off." You need to carry it back down. So I think there's a lot of. I think you just got to be. You need to be able to be acclimated. You need to be able to be with a good touring guide and group that help you and know when to tell you no. Because it
seems crazy to even try to go up there if you're not really in top physical shape,
yes.
Mountaineering shape, right? Right. And people forget, too, is like, ask athletes, right? Like, there's a difference between being in basketball shape than, say, football sure. shape or... You know what I mean? I remember when I used to train like MMA or like a little bit of jiu-jitsu and stuff. It's funny. I could box for rounds, but jiu-jitsu is a different kind of shape. It would suck it out.
Right, right. Well, not only that, but you can't control how your body reacts to air.
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of people have a hard time just with Kilimanjaro, and that is seriously a walk up a mountain. You get to the top. There's a little bit of snow up there occasionally, but for the most part, you can walk up there and then walk, not in a day. Obviously, it takes days and days and days, but you can do that. I think if you do something like Everest, which is the tallest mountain in the world, you probably should have done some bigger peaks before you got there. Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of mountains, it's always good to learn about stuff in your state. I was hipping one of my friends to this. She is not, she's not a dude. So we were talking about old man shows. Aerial America is a great show.
It is.
And then the one on Washington. I mean, I've seen the Washington episode four times, and I learned something new every time I watched
it. Goes by the Dry Falls at all?
What's that?
The Dry Falls.
Now, it was mainly just about, like, I mean, it starts with, like, the Cascades and everything else, and just talking about, like, all those volcanoes. And I always forget there's four of them here.
Yeah.
And then Mount Rainier is technically, like, the most active one that they're, like, could go at any time. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, now it's the one out in the ocean. That baby's going to pop any moment.
By the way, if you ever want to see Aerial America, I watch it on Smithsonian Channel.
That's where I get it.
But I almost guarantee you it's on some streaming service, or just go online and look it up if you don't have Smithsonian. And listen, if you don't have the Smithsonian Channel, what the hell are you doing?
I'm pretty sure a lot of those shows also are on Disney Plus with Smithsonian.
Oh, yeah. This would be kind of embarrassing, but before Bella Ramsey was the star of The Lost of Us, our first acting gig at 11 years old was on Game of Thrones.
I remember her character.
Yeah, Lillian Mormont?
Maybe. I just remember her face because she has a very distinct look. Oh, yeah. And she was a super bitch on Game of Thrones.
An 11-year-old?
Yeah. Bro, seriously, if you saw the scene.
I mean, she's an amazing actress.
She's actually an outstanding actress.
I mean, if you believe an 11-year-old, I mean, that's great acting.
Bro, this sounded like the Brady Bunch.
She was kind of a child leader, and she was ruthless as hell, too.
I mean, seriously.
Right. So that's basically what this article about, is that she had to kind of read Kit Harington, like, mouth him his lines sometimes, because he couldn't remember him or didn't know him.
Really?
And he was like, geez, you know, he's like, I felt super embarrassed, and, you know, maybe I should have worked harder or this or that. He's like, it's basically a child actress just being like, you know, like, here's your line.
Bro, seriously, she's the real deal.
But it's funny because they also say in here,
Kit also told Bella they have brought a confidence and clarity to the set that was unusual for a young actor. He had a quote, didn't feel like working with a child, it felt like working with a very experienced actor.
I can believe that, man. Just the way she carries herself. Like, there's.
I don't even think I have to remember my lines. What kind of comment is that? Like,
you know, to Kit Harington's credit, in that article and other stuff I've read, he's pretty upfront that, like, I got really wrapped up in being Jon Snow and was kind of just an a-hole who didn't, you know, like, I didn't take it serious enough because I thought it was Jon Snow.
Right. On top of the world, you're infallible. I get paid a lot of money.
I also think it's creepy sometimes, man. Like they're talking about that, like, you know, they're 11 and they're very, like, sometimes, like, you ever talk to a kid that's like 11 or 12 and you're just like, how old are you?
Nah, like, I just have
as far as their knowledge.
They're just smart and yes, they talk to you, like, and it's like, all right. Yeah, and
then say they have an old soul.
Yeah, and then, you know what I mean? Then they remind you of something like, I love Dino Nugs. And right. I'm like, oh, that's right.
They remind you. But take my advice about the stock portfolio.
Uh-oh. Yeah, exactly, right? Buy the dip and this and that. But I do love chicken nuggets.
Be right back. I got to put my pajamas on.
Yeah,
right.
Dino Nuggets.
Hold that thought. Yeah. 8 o'clock. Only got an hour. I tell you about your stocks. You read me Redfish, Bluefish.
That is kind of funny. 12-year-old. Yeah, you're right. No. Hey, listen. You need to take all this down. You taking notes? Anyhow, I got to put my PJs.
I got footy.
I'll be right back.
Yeah.
Help me zip up the back, Blair.
Can you count me down 2 minutes while I brush?
Pretty good.
Martin Short, we all know him. Basically, everybody likes him right now. I've always loved Martin Short. He's got a ton of funny stuff over the years. Oh, yeah. And Steve Martin are together. Again, if you get a chance, watch Clifford, one of his finest films. But he's been tapped to host another revival of Match Game for ABC. First premiered back in 1962.
I'm just picturing him hosting it, man. He's a high-energy dude, man.
Martin Short is.
Yes.
The show's known for featuring a panel of celebrities and comedians. No word on who might be involved yet.
Bruce Blanchett!
The most recent version was back in 2016 with Alec Baldwin as the host. Ran for 5 seasons before being canceled in 2022. I like this. They go, not sure if Alec was offered the role again or they're just staying away from him because of some of the stuff that's been going on in the news and everything with him.
Yeah, I think they just went a different direction.
What was the Match Game again?
That one.
So you have two contestants. Then you have, I believe, is it 6 celebrities? All right,
I think it's like 8 or 9, 8 or 10 celebrities.
But they give you—I don't know. It's only they give you a clue, and you have to guess what you think an answer is to something.
Correct.
And then you see how many of the celebrities agree.
I opened up my cupboard and found blank.
Right.
All right. And then everybody writes down their answer, and you try to find out. You try to match your answer with as many celebrities.
I just with all the celebrities, to me, it always goes back to Hollywood Squares.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Right. And I still think it's funny. Like, I remember watching Hollywood Squares, and there was always all these celebrities, but, like, some of them you never knew.
They were only famous for being those people in those game shows.
Like, there's a guy named Paul Lynde.
Yeah.
Was he the flamboyant dude?
I have no idea why we knew who he was. Like, I knew him from Hollywood Squares, but I'm like, what does this guy do?
Well, we knew Jamie Farr from, I guess, MASH.
And what else?
He was on there a lot. That's about it.
Yeah, or like, what's his name? Hamilton. Super tan, good looking.
Is it George Hamilton?
Yeah.
Well, he was an actor,
sort of.
Yeah,
I guess
he always played himself, though.
Right. I feel like my whole childhood and like to this day, like, what was he in besides being
Love at First Bite?
Yeah, he was Dracula.
All right,
I can't name another movie.
Right, he's just like Hollywood's George Hamilton.
Yeah,
good looking dude. He's always tan.
You're not wrong.
Right, I mean, you're just like, all right, he's a celebrity
because he's Hollywood's George Hamilton. What does he do? Look, man. It's just Hollywood's George Hamilton, all right?
Yeah.
You know him because we said so.
I didn't know he had been in the cinematic.
Ruth Fozzie? Ruth Beatty?
I know you're talking. She had the crazy red hair.
Yeah.
Did a lot of kids shows. Was it Ruth Fozzie? No.
I believe so.
Something like Cloris that. Leachman would show up and stuff like that.
Like Betty White was always on it. Mm-hmm. Even Bob Barker was a
really?
Yeah, was a guest on Match Game all the time, you bet.
Huh.
Yeah, I got really into Game Show Network there for a while. And the time that I would watch, it was always Match Game that was on there. And I forget who's hosting it. He was one of my favorite game show hosts, and just can't remember the guy's name.
The Newlywed Game gets scary
too.
Miles, someone here says Paul Lynde played Uncle Arthur on Bewitched.
Oh.
You know what?
There you go. All right, I feel better.
All right.
Bewitched?
Yeah.
With Elizabeth Montgomery.
She'd wiggle her nose. She's American.
All right, I always get her confused with I Dream of Jeannie.
That was Barbara Eden. And I believe she... No, she was not the first woman to show her belly button on TV. That was Cher.
Barbara
they had to cover Barbara Eden's belly button to get it on network TV.
Barbara Eden's another one of those ones. Like when you're a kid, it's like, I don't know what it is. I like her.
Yeah.
Do you believe in life after love?
Freehold.
See? Freehold.
A little known fact.
A freehold.
I know that's what he's saying.
Belly button. So, yeah, belly button.
Kind of a new game show series on Netflix called Four Seasons. Three married couples from New York get together on a group vacation four times a year. It's a new series premiere, not a game show. Okay, gotcha. But it's got like Tina Fey, Steve Carell, Will Forte.
Okay. Oh, at least Cruz good.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. New York police put on a wanted poster that's made strangers want to sign up to be police. Meanwhile, a man is forced to pay thousands as his cockerel cannot keep the peace. Japanese bullet train comes to a halt because of a snake. An unoccupied cop car turns out. Easy thing to take. An eagle's nest keeps getting blown out of trees. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, our top story. We go to Canada where crime seizes opportunity. Local authorities were patrolling the area when they happened upon a drunk man that was falling into the road as he walked down the sidewalk. They attempted to stop him, but he took off, leading them on a short chase on foot, ultimately ending with his arrest without further incident because he's wasted. But there was a little issue with getting him into the patrol car because someone stole it when they were chasing down their drunk man. It didn't take long to track down the car, finding it a little ways parked in an alley without any suspects around. They're currently investigating the incident.
Okay.
I'm just glad that whoever stole the damn car eventually got smart enough, like, they're going to track this thing.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think that there's been a cop car that hasn't had some sort of GPS tracker in it.
So at least they're not entirely stupid.
Right.
I can respect that.
You know, you want to joyride a cop car. I can understand
we all do.
That. I understand that motivation.
The cops know you do.
Right.
Of course we
just
do.
Just buy an old one. Same motor.
Yeah, but you want the one with the lights and the
yeah, exactly.
On. Like, it's got to
buy that on Amazon.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Yeah, just buy it on Amazon. Yeah, upgrade your car a little bit.
Market part.
Have fun. Get yourself a uniform. Put on the hat.
People do that.
Absolutely they do that.
Yeah.
Absolutely they do that. In other news, over to Japan where we found what'll cause trains to be late. The country is known for its high-speed bullet trains, getting people from one city to the next in record time. But a train bound for Tokyo found itself at an unexpected halt when it suddenly lost power. Any other trains bound for the city were delayed as they attempted to diagnose the issue and get the vessel moving again, which they eventually did. Turns out that a snake had made its way into a compartment with some pretty important wires, causing the train to lose power. Mm-hmm. In all, it took about an hour and a half to get the train back moving again, but there was a significant backup of commuters. Which is going to happen.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be the snake freak someone out. Okay, at least it's doing something with wires.
Right.
Yeah, bad rep, though.
Yeah, bad reputation, man. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it just ended. You know, maybe there was rats in there that we don't know about, Ted. Ate it, and now we can't get out
just
around the
bars. Causing trouble.
That's right. Trouble making damn snakes.
Yep.
Why is he chewing on wires? Didn't really say that he was chewing on them. Maybe he unplugged it. Okay.
Probably slithered around him, dislodged a few. That's
exactly.
My guess.
Zap. Is he okay? I don't think so.
Hopefully he's dead.
Hopefully. Ted wishes it.
Yeah.
If it's not, Ted will come over with a knife. Solution. To the Big Apple, where they're getting creative about finding a suspect. This one's great. They've issued a wanted poster for a woman who is suspected of attempted robbery. The story goes that she, along with her brother, were inside of an apartment along with his ex-fiance when she told him to take back the ring that was on the finger of his ex. I don't know why she's barking those orders, but she is. He tried to pull it off her hand, but was unsuccessful. However, he managed to injure her hand during the scuffle. They fled the scene, but were quickly tracked down by officers thanks to a rather alluring wanted poster, which features our 35-year-old suspect in a photo that she clearly took herself, although they don't know where they got it from. I'm assuming it's Facebook or Instagram or something like that. But she's giving a quote-unquote sultry pout to the camera, twirling her lovely hair and putting her fine, massive bosom on display with her impressive cleavage dominating the photo.
Yes.
The two were found in short order and are now facing charges.
Yeah.
And if you look at this doggone picture...
She is hot.
She is very attractive. Yes, that is absolutely correct. It's also not a shock at all that anybody saw that was like, oh, yeah, I know her.
I'm going to find her.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We're going to track her ass down.
Even if you didn't know her, I'll find her.
Right. Hang on.
I know what I'm looking for.
I'm doing police work.
Yeah.
We're trying to get it.
I don't have to turn you in.
Oh, Mike already went down. What he would do?
Oh yeah, yeah. That's totally what I would do. I'd pull that power move. I don't know if I don't know if I've got the cojones to get it done. A man who was fined $200 over noise influence from his rooster has been ordered to pay another $3,300 in court costs after losing an appeal.
You got a rooster, dude.
What did he expect?
You got a rooster.
What are they known for?
He was originally convicted back in November of breaching a noise abatement notice issued by a New Forest District Council. The neighbors kept diaries to record early morning disturbances. The Southampton Crown Court imposed the extra cost after dismissing Brown's case on Friday. Residents first complained about the early morning nuisance back in 2022, says the council. An abatement notice led to a quote-unquote brief period of respite before the problems resumed in 2023 because he still had the damn rooster. The diary evidence kept by local residents highlighted that the crowing regularly affected their sleep from as early as 5 o'clock in the morning every day.
Somebody should just pick that thing up, put it in their trunk, drive out to the middle of the countryside, open the trunk up,
let it go.
That's it.
In November, he was fined $200 and ordered to pay $300 in costs as well as an $80 surcharge. And on Friday, the court ordered him to pay an extra legal cost of $3,300 to cover the appeal hearing.
Those are pounds.
Yes, yes, they are.
Yeah, that's probably.
I picture the situation on Miles.
Four grand.
Miles, do you know what happened to my rooster? Miles, yes.
Yes.
Yes, yeah, I do.
I sure
matter
do.
Of fact, anything
the
else?
Good news is, still alive.
That's right.
Because he was this close to not being.
Right. If you're in like a suburban area, too, why do you have a dog on rooster?
I mean, it's like, oh, my pet skunk, I can't believe they're pissed at sprayed people.
I understand that you can have these things to a certain degree, but why? Do you need a rooster?
Mm-hmm.
Come on now. But just in case those stories have the bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
We can always do a little more to improve our natural surroundings, but we get it right sometimes. We go to Massachusetts where some animals in need got some help. Treacherous winds in the area sadly knocked down a nest full of baby bald eagles, estimated to be somewhere between 7 to 8 weeks old. Local fire crews were called to the scene and found the eaglets in the mud and were able to safely secure them and bring them to a facility. They will recover at the facility as they're prepared to be released back into the wild to go about their lives.
I don't think I didn't freak the mom out a little.
You're damn straight.
Like, where's my kids?
Where's my babies at?
Seriously, I understand.
They stole my babies!
Could you just put them close remotely to me back?
Did you hear about the bird that, so it's on one of those bird webcams.
All right.
It's happened earlier this week. I don't remember what kind of bird it is, but like anything, it just hatched. Everyone's all excited about this bird. The wind blew the nest over, the bird died.
Oh, it was
like, oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. There's been a ton of nests blown over based on these storms going through.
Oh, absolutely. I think that eagle mama ended up on the Eagle News like, they stole my baby.
Oh, I think she was more like, thank God.
What's the thing about the, like, bring the nest back close to where the bird was. The eagle is doing a fine job of parenting. Other than not a great nest builder.
She's not going to ditch the babies
for an 80-mile-an-hour wind.
Yeah, one of the mama's eagles.
Oh, sorry.
Men's Room Sports. We've got some baseball on MLB Network on tonight. NBA playoffs on TNT and True TV. And you've also got NHL playoffs on ESPN and TBS. It's getting heated up. We're starting to get into the later rounds there. As far as your weather, clear skies tonight are dropping things down to 50 degrees overnight. Tomorrow we're looking at another mostly sunny skies with a high of 68. That is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thanks, sir. Appreciate the return of Ted versus the FCC and a Bad Joke Friday. The lovely Jolene's coming up next.
Yes,
Bad
indeed.
Choice Friday, sorry.
Yes, indeed. It's all true, but in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.